Baba Batha, Yerushalmi, corresponded by Baba Bavli, Sa Design. We begin the Yerushalmi on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, 16 lines down, with the words of Bechia Bar Vava. Bechia Bar Vava Shal, Ba Besoif Shavua, Umatsoi Chomets, Bo, Omikan, Ula Haba. Bechia Bar Vava asked question number one, which is, if he came at the end of day 40 and found the wine to be vinegar, was it assumed to be vinegar retroactively? And question number two comes from Rabbi Yitzchak, who asked, now according to Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Gittin, they would check the wine at three times during the year to see if it had become vinegar. If 40 days had passed and he hadn't checked the wine, although the next time to check had not yet arrived, can we assume that the wine has not become vinegar since the next time to check has not yet arrived, or not? And question number three comes from Rabbi Krisbar. Rabbi Krisbar Shal b'chol shana boidek or achas l'shloisha shonim. Rabbi Krisbar's question is concerning the three times in the year that the wine is checked. Is this done every year or once in 3 years? Nishmanim na'ador hamoicha yain l'shana chayev achuyusoy at hachag. The answer here, which is to the third question, is that if a person sold wine for a year, meaning that he's guaranteeing that it won't spoil for the next year, he's responsible for it until Sukkot. After Sukkot, though, he's not responsible to replace it if it's soured, because it's normal for the eastern wind to sour the wine. This implies that the wine should be checked every year. Amr b'yudan tipata gugoyin elein gililoi dolai katvin kalmehoin elabasa chaga v'leis shama mina klum. Rabbi Yudan rejects this proof. He says it could be referring to the Galileans who only harvest and subsequently sell the wine of their vineyards after Sukkot. Therefore, there's no proof from here because they accept responsibility for less than a year until the following Sukkot. The Eda Amadar, the question is, what is the proof that there's a requirement to check it every year? So the Gemara answers, Yashon Mishaleshtaked, Mayushon Shaloshoshonim, Neimer Misham Hadar Mat Muisya. Now, our Mishnah taught that if he sold him Yashan wine, he can give him the previous year's wine. If he sold him Mayushan wine, he has to give him wine from 3 years earlier. The reason that it must be 3 years old is that since he tasted it three times and it didn't sour, we're no longer concerned that it might sour. And this proves that it must be checked every year in order to establish that it's not becoming sour. And the Gemara asks the question, Ma chavis achas hu boidek kulo hin tulio hizba kol achas va achas hu boidek vein machmitzois. When he has a number of barrels, is it enough to check one barrel? But just because that barrel didn't sour, does that prove that the others didn't sour? But if he opens all of them, they can sour from being opened. Amar of Shami, if Bane Nash, Makshin, Al Gaba, Midleel, Viyadin, Madi Isbe, Milagoi. Rav Shami answers no, because there are some people who are able to check if a barrel has soured merely by knocking on it, but without having to actually open it up.